Welcome to Professionalism and Customer Service and the Health Environment. In this Unit 9, we will discuss personal communications and professionalism. The learning objectives for this unit are to describe appropriate uses of personal communication devices in the healthcare workplace. We will also discuss the impact of inappropriate use of personal communication devices in the workplace. Finally, we will identify the differences between personal and professional communications. Before we begin the discussion, let's review a few definitions to ensure we have a clear understanding of what we are discussing. The terms we will be defining are business communications, text messaging and email, social media, internet use, and communication devices, both work-supplied and personal. Business communications can be described as any communication, regardless of the device used, that is necessary for the execution of your professional responsibilities. Emails to colleagues about a system problem or phone calls from users are business communications. Personal communications are those with friends and family or others outside the workplace that are not related to your work responsibilities. Ordering lunch from a restaurant or calling home are personal communications. Text messaging and email can be defined as short text communications from one device to another that can be for personal or professional purposes. Social media can be defined as a group of web-based technologies that are intended for social interaction and communication. Social media can include video, images, text, and sound. The content of social media is typically generated by individual users. Internet use can be described as the use of computers and other devices for accessing web-based information, resources, tools, and other materials. Internet use can be for professional purposes or personal. Communication devices are part of a broad category of both handheld and desktop devices that are used to relay information through a particular channel, such as audio or video, from a sender to a receiver. Now let's discuss business communications. Business communications are those communications that you engage in as you go about your professional duties. They should always be professional in tone, content, and demeanor. They should also be clear, concise, and respectful. These requirements will enhance your professional reputation and help you be seen as an effective communicator. Business communications include any communications that are work-related, even if they occur outside the workplace. A phone call from a vendor service person after normal working hours to your cell phone would be included in business communications. All channels of communications, whether face-to-face, through email, or on the phone, are part of business communications. By avoiding any tone or content that is intimidating, inappropriate, or emotional, you will ensure that your communications are supportive of a healthy workplace and that your message will be heard clearly. Personal communications during work hours can be a source of trouble and annoyance if you make excessive use of any device for personal communications. This can interfere with your productivity and the productivity of those around you by being a distraction and taking your time away from your work. Having to listen to a coworker's phone ring and then having to hear their personal conversations is one of the top 10 most annoying workplace behaviors. A reasonable standard is one or two personal communications a day. Of course, you are free to communicate with family or friends during lunch or breaks. Keep in mind where you are and be respectful of those near you who may not enjoy having to hear your conversations. Also, be sure that your family and friends are aware of the personal communication policy of your organization and that they respect it. Remember that personal communications includes the use of sites like Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter for non-work-related purposes. And if your organization's policy does not allow their computers to be used for personal communications, you should not use these sites even on breaks. Text messaging and email may be used by your organization to support business communications. If so, then you should only use them as directed and for the purposes indicated. However, you should not text message or use handheld devices to respond to or send emails when in meetings or when speaking to a coworker or other person. The meeting presenter or speaker should have your full attention at all times. Text messaging and email are different forms of communication and therefore have different ways that people write their messages. Text messages for professional communications should be clear and concise and professional in tone and content. Use commonly accepted business abbreviations and notations only when necessary. Email messages should not be written in the abbreviated style used for text messaging. Write full words out and avoid the use of notations that you would use in texting. These abbreviations and notations may not be understood by someone who does not use text messaging and can result in misunderstanding and inefficient communications. Also, avoid the use of emoticons like smiley faces, frown faces, or other symbols indicating mood or emotion. They are not appropriate to the workplace. Social media like Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter can be a wonderful way to stay connected to those in your personal life. However, use of these services during work hours is not acceptable and is seen as unprofessional. Some organizations are beginning to make use of social media for professional purposes. If this is the case for your organization, use social media in the workplace only as directed. It is important to note that some businesses have fired employees who made inappropriate personal postings to social media, including negative comments about their workplace. Employees have also been fired for being active on social media when off work due to illness. Internet use is now a common means of communicating in the workplace, whether it is through email or accessing web-based organizational resources. Internet use at work should always be informed and responsible according to the policies of your organization. Remember that what you say and do online reflects both on you as a professional and on your organization. Both can be negatively or positively impacted by your behavior. Internet use includes uploading and downloading of materials. This should be done in accordance with organizational policies, intellectual property rights, and copyright laws. Never download materials that are inappropriate in content or that are the property of someone else. Internet use during work hours should only be for work purposes and not personal purposes. Inappropriate use can result in disciplinary action or even the loss of your job. Many companies now monitor internet use of their employees during the workday. Communication devices range from faxes to smartphones and could even be said to include pen and paper. Recent research has found that there is a significant increase in the rate of traffic accidents when drivers use these devices while behind the wheel. Never use a communication device while driving. Instead, pull over for the time required to complete your communication. Work-supplied communication devices are the property of your organization and are given to you to use while executing your professional responsibilities. Be aware that the use of these devices may be monitored to ensure that they are used according to the organization's policies. You have no privacy rights during the use of these devices or the communications that you have with them. It is appropriate and legal for your organization to require that you only use them for work purposes. Work-supplied communication devices should not be used for personal communications except in case of an emergency. Report this use to your supervisor as soon as you can so that they will be aware of it. These devices should never be used to communicate with someone in an unprofessional manner. Remember that inappropriate use could result in disciplinary action or even in the loss of your job. There are special concerns in healthcare about communication devices that are not shared by other organizations. For instance, other organizations may not have concerns about where the cell phone can be turned on, but hospitals or other healthcare settings may have special rules. It is your responsibility to be aware of these concerns and to comply with all guidelines and policies about them. Camera video phones should not be used in the workplace to take pictures or videos. Taking pictures or videos could violate the privacy rights of patients and other employees and is considered inappropriate. This can also increase risk to your organization if a patient feels that they have a right to file a lawsuit for privacy violation. Their use may also be expressly forbidden by your organization. Complex electronics are found in all sorts of devices in a hospital or clinic. Because of this, electromagnetic interference, EMI, is a serious concern. EMI is a disturbance affecting an electrical device that is caused by another device that emits electromagnetic signals. EMI can interfere with the correct function of medical equipment such as pacemakers or patient monitors, perhaps even devices like insulin pumps. Cell phones, pagers, and other wireless devices can all cause EMI. Hospitals and clinics must protect patients who have implanted devices or are using other medical devices that may be affected by EMI. Cell phones and other devices must not be turned on or used in sensitive patient areas. Be aware of signs and notices about when and where you may use communication devices in your organization. To summarize, effective communication, regardless of what device you are using, is a critical part of your professional responsibilities. How well you communicate and in what manner reflects on you and your organization. Excessive personal communications during the workday are not considered to be professional behavior and can be detrimental to you and your coworkers. Read your organization's policies on the use of communication devices, internet use, social media, and other communication means, and be sure to follow it. Non-compliance can have serious consequences. Compliance enhances how people view you as a professional and contributes to a healthy workplace.